the sugya over here is to work through a little bit of the Gemara and the halacha. The Issur Torah of Chayvel Aviv, a person is going to damage his father, and then how that applies to halachas of a doctor, a person trying to merapa. So we start with page one. The Gemara Sanhedrin talks about there's this drasha. The Torah writes together Maka Behema and Maka Adam. It says in one pasuk, Maka Behema and Maka Adam. It says Maka Behema Yishamelo, Maka Adam Yumos. That's the case of the pasuk. So Mara wants to know how is it equating? What's the equation between the two? They're written in the same pasuk. There's a hekesh. So what's the hekesh for? So Mara says Maka Behema Lerufua Potter. Just like by Maka Behema, it's only the chiyuv is for Mazik. If he's doing it for Refuah, he's not going to have to pay. So Maka Adam Yumos is only if it's not for Refuah. Now Rashi there in Chumash says the case of the Pasuk was talking about Maka Aviv. Because just like by Maka Behema, you don't have to kill it to be chayv to pay. So also by Maka Adam Yumos, it's talking about a case where you don't have to kill to be chayv Misa. What's the case where a person is Maka, doesn't kill and is chayv Misa? Maka Aviv, because if a person is Maka anybody else, and if he kills him, he's Chayiv Misa. Without killing, he's not Chayiv Misa. But the case where we're talking about without killing, you're still Chayiv Misa, has to be a case of Maka Aviv. And by Maka Behema, we know if it's a refuah, he doesn't have to pay. So therefore, Maka Adam, which says that if a person kills, if he Maka Adam and he causes a wound, and he's Chayiv Misa, by Maka Aviv, the refuah is Potter. The boyalu ben malshiakis dam l'aviv. Can the son be makis dam? Can the son let out blood for the father, which is a form of refuah? So Rav Nasan Amar yes, because since v'hat the rechel kamaicha that so the issur is to do something which the other person would not want. Over here, the person wants him to do the refuah, so therefore it's mutter.
Why do we need to ask that question?
I'm sorry.
Why did they need to ask that question? Then why would we think that they couldn't do it?
We already have the
pasuk. Which pasuk?
The case of the shikas dam. Why would we think why would we need to ask the question? If we know that you could do the maka of a person, if you know you could do a maka by an adam, isn't this just another form of a maka of an adam? Or we wouldn't know that this is.
If we have this hekesh, is that your question?
Yeah.
No. The Mara's a deep word. There was a question which was brought up in Beis Medrash, and we are going to answer the question either with Rav Dirachim Mecha, and Rav Dirachim says, "Well, I have this hekesh." The Mara presents it backwards. The Mara says, "The Mara's discussion over here really isn't maki. The Mara is coming to for a different drasha for that hekesh for something else." And the Mara says, but according to the Mara, it says you don't use the hekesh for that. So, what is the hekesh yes for? It's for this. Like we found, there was a discussion somewhere else where this was used over there. So Rav Master says that it's mutter from the pasuk of Ahavta Rechel Kamecha. Rav Dimi Barachina lo Omer Maki Adam Maki Behema Ma Maki Behema the Refuah Potter Rav Maki Adam the Refuah Potter. Okay, so we have two. Amaroyim, Rav Masna and Rav Dimi Barchinano would say that it's mutter. Then the Mara says a story like this: Rav leshavik librei lemishko le siloi. Rav did not allow his son to take out a splinter. And Marbrei Ravino leshavik librei lemiftik le kavosa. And the son of Marbrei Ravino, the son of Ravino, didn't allow his son, the grandson of Ravino, right, to open up a capsule. A capsule was when they would have a blister, and they would open up a little window to let out the pus.
That's really an abscess or a boil.
A boil, right. So they're doing it to open it, let out the... He wouldn't let him do that. Why not? So, because Dilma Chavel, because he might cause a wound, a bleeding, Bahavale Shiga's Esther. And he means he did an avera of wounding the father. And he didn't do it intentionally, obviously, but he did it. He did it an avera. So Mara says, so there's an avera of wounding anybody, not only a father. Sihachi achanami. So how can you let anybody take out a splinter? Maybe you might cause them to bleed. Samora says that achar shigas lav, benoy shigas chenik. So the son, if he does the bear wounding his father, he's ready for this, or someone says chayim misa. The misa is chenik. Where somebody else does it, the punishment is only a lav. There's a lav in the Torah of wounding somebody. So we'd rather have somebody else do it than the son do it. Morris says, okay, if that's the thought process, that we're concerned about this possibility of causing a wound, so I got a problem. I got a Gemara. There's a mission in Masechta Shabbos. You can take a needle to use, even though a needle is muksa, it's made for sewing. You're allowed to take a needle on Shabbos, which is muksa, and use it to take out a splinter. Okay, so that's mutter. So that, the mission is dealing with the muksa issue. But you see, you're allowed to take out splinters on Shabbos. Aye, but according to your thought process, why don't you say, well, maybe, meanwhile, he'll make a wound and be over b'shoigeg Shabbos. The same way you say over here, you're afraid he'll make a wound and be over b'shoigeg hurting the father, wounding the father. Samora says, Olechesh Dom Achavo v'havel shigas skila. Over there, he's b'shoigeg, he did a chiyiv skila. Samora says, Hosam Makalkalu, by Shabbos is a special Heter of Makalkal. Makalkal doesn't apply to wounding a father, but it does apply to Shabbos. The Gemara says, really? Hanichal Amandamar Makalkal Potter. Amandamar Chayiv, by the Veira, one of the Mamates Malachis is Chabura, making a wound. There's Machlokes Tanoia, whether Makalkal by Chabura is Potter. Makalkal on Shabbos is Potter. The person does any one of the lamates malachas in a way which is makalkal, he's not chayib. But the more has the question that possibly there's two exceptions, and one of them is chabura, making a wound. So if you hold the chabura is an exception, so even though it's makalkal, it's still chayib. So we're back to square one. What's the difference between making a wound in the father and making a wound on Shabbos? So more answers, okay, more has a chab, that who's the Tana which says makalkal b'chabura is chayib, Reb Shimon? Shimon holds he's potter. He's potter not out makalkal. He's potter out malachan etzich legufa. Which again, that concept doesn't apply to makalkal. So let's just just sum up what we have in the Gemara. We have in the Gemara that we have two amoraim which said it's mutter for a son to let out blood of the father. We have two amoraim that did not allow their son to service them in a case where they might wound them. And the Gemara says that's something which is specifically about a son to wounding a father as opposed to one individual wounding another individual. That's the basic point of the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues and says, what about, can the son be a shliach for Bezdin to be Makkah the father, Mikal of the father? And the Gemara seems to say that, they asked this from Rav Sheshes, and the Rav Sheshes seem to say that it was mut. Okay, now he says, "Cover Shemay Motiv." How can I make Cover Shemay Motiv? So Sheshes says that it's mutter.
Oh, I misread that. I thought it was if the father asked him to do that, you don't listen to the father because you're forbidden to wound or curse your father.
All right, so the question: Bezin, the father was Chayiv Chayrim. So the Bezin made this person the shliach to go put the father in Chayrim. So is he allowed to do that? Or the father's chayv malchus? Can the son be the shliach of Bezdin to give the malchus? The Gemara says, you're not going to give malchus to anybody. Right? But why, so why is it? Because the mitzvah of the Torah allows it, so it also allows it. That's what Rosh Hashanah says. Okay, so then the Gemara challenges that. How do we learn this Gemara? Is the first two Amoraim saying that it's mutter to wound the father for refuah purposes? And the next two ones are saying not? It's an argument. Or is there some other way to learn that they agree with each other? And then if it is an argument, who do we paskin like? I didn't put it into your packet, but the Rif and the Rosh just bring down the Rif, and the Rosh follows the Rif, just brings down the question and brings down the last two Amoroyim, that Rav Rav and Mar Brei Dorbina did not allow their sons to help them. So, which means that we're assuming that they're learning it's Machlaikas. Between the first two Amoroyim, which said that it's mutter, and the last two Amoroyim, which said that it's aser, and they're passing that it's aser. Okay? That's it. Now the Shulchan Aruch, when he brings it down in page 8, the Beis Yosef at the beginning of his Pirush in Beis Yosef says that there are three main pillars of a halachic decision in Klal Yisrael, which is the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. He says when all three talk about the same issue and there's two against one, I'm going to follow the two. So here I have the Rif and the Rosh both saying that we paskin is also. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel says in page 8 in Siman Reish Memal of Sif Gimel, okay, you can't take it out. Because he might cause a wound. Okay, if this person was a bloodletter or a doctor, he can't be makizam. He can't amputate even obviously, even though he has intent for refuah. Period. No heter. It's usur. There's no heter for a son to do it for a father. And the Sardi Poskim, you know, the Ravada Yosef's son, Rav Yaakov Yosef, Ritzel Yosef, I'm sorry, and his Sefer says the compassion of the Psak for Sardim is that it's also there's no heter for a son to do these things for a father.
They don't provide this Ramah then?
Usually they follow the Shulchan Aruch against the Ramah.
That means either there's nobody else there?
If you're starting the Halacha Maaseh, you have to ask the Shaila. But right, that's how it reads. The Shulchan Aruch does not say any heter. Right. The Shulchan Aruch, what?
The Rif leaves out the Shema, and it seems like the Girs the Beis Yosef brings in the Rif is that he leaves out the Shema. The reason of Shema, Yavolas Chabur, the Rif sort of leaves that out. If the Gemara has the Girs of Shema, Yavolas Chabur, the reason you can't do it is because perhaps you'll come to a Chabur. But it's mashma like Lechatchila, you can't do it. Because you might come to be over. Really, it's lichatil. It's okay, but you might come to do this, so we don't allow you to do it. That seems to be what the Shema is implying, and the Rif leaves it out, which seems to go with his sort of the sort of idea of the Rif and the Rush that lichatil and the B'diav, you're not even allowed to do it. He doesn't have the Shema, but the Shulchan Aruch includes it, and so certainly the way the Ramah is adding on to that it's implied that he goes more like the Rama.
I'm not sure that they're leaving out the Shema in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says Shema. I don't think they didn't say that. They just said that they didn't allow him to do it. That's the end of the quote.
But doesn't Shema implies the reason we're not allowed to do it is because perhaps you'll come to be over in the Sotorah.
Right, and therefore you're not allowed to do it.
Right.
But it's not the difference in the Chachilim, but yeah, but because of that possibility, you can't do it. So Kabbal Karma, I can't be Makas Dam, where I'm clearly directly doing it. Right, according to that. So that's how the Beis Yosef understands the Rif and the Rosh, that if he's clearly causing him to bleed, there's no question that it's Asur. Even a case where he's not intending to cause it to bleed, but since it might happen, it's also Asur. And there's no Heter, there's no way that which is Mutter. Okay, but the Rambam in page 3, so the Rambam brings down. So the brings down in Perik Halacha Hey. That the person was Maka Aviv, and Halacha, he said, brings down the Halacha that Maka Aviv is Chayiv. Okay, he says the Halacha is, it's only Chayiv if he causes a wound. Then he says in Halacha Vav that a case where a person boxed somebody on the ear and he caused him to be deafened, to become deaf, he's Chayiv. This is Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara says that by definition means there was some type of wound, even though the blood did not come out, even an internal wound, wounding him internally and causing the blood to move internally is also considered causing him to bleed. That's what Halacha Vav is adding. And he says, Halacha Zayin, Hamak is Dam La'aviv, or Shayyar Raifeh Bechatel Lebasser, or Aver, person who is a does an act of bloodletting or healing him, is Potter. Which is the makar of the Gemara. Maka behema l'refua putter, and maka adam l'refua putter. So it doesn't say mutter, it says putter, right? So Rama says, Abishu putter, even though he's not chayav for it, l'chachil l'yas, he shouldn't do it. Shouldn't do it. Still, you want to take out this, mibas, you want to take out a splinter, imay l'yas, he shema yas, he might do a chabur. And he says, "But there were more because she ate from Akhar Lass. Somebody else available. He's the only one available. And they're in pain. So they're allowed to do it according to the permission of the, with the permission of the parents. Okay. So the Rambam, the way the Beis Yosef, Kesem Mishnah, the Beis Yosef explained, the Rambam learns that they're not arguing that the drasha of Rav Papa and Rav Nasna and Rav Dimi Barachinana is that it's not chayiv, and Rav did not allow him to do it because there's other people available. Because the more doesn't present it as a machlokes, the more presents that this is the question, this is the answer. And Rav did not allow his son to do it. So the more is saying, that means that Rav wasn't arguing, he was just saying, listen, but you know, why should we get involved in that? And that's the more's flow. Well, what are you worried about? Because he might do an Aveira. What about somebody else? Why is somebody else any better? The more somebody else, so you're dealing with a lab, here dealing with so if I have an option of somebody else, that's better. That's all the more is saying. That's what the Rambam understands. Now one last point. In Halacha Ches, the Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Ches, Ashar Shemaki Oviv Benayin. How do we know that? Where does the Torah say you may not hit a father, wound a father? The Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim that Maki Oviv gets Misa, okay? But where does it say, Oina Shemanu, Ashar Lo Shemanu? The Torah says explicitly, it says Maki Oviv Mos Yumos. Then the punishment is there, but we know the rule is you turn never gives punishment unless it says a lav somewhere. Where is the lav? So the answer is, the lav is the same lav which you have about wounding anybody in Klal Yisrael. There's a lav in the Torah. It says, by the case of Malchus, do not give extra Malchus. I mean, even a person's chai, Malchus, in Beis Din, you can't hit him for no reason at all. So obviously you can't go over to somebody and just whop. Right, and this is the source for the verb of wounding a father. And the more says, the more over here in Sanhedrin earlier says, but the verb of wounding a father is only chayav misa if he makes a bleed. But the lav in the Torah is wounding somebody.
But that's bleeding.
But the lav in the Torah.
Anybody bleeding?
Right, exactly. So everybody else, if he does it, he's chayav olav. By the father, he's chayav, the punishment is misa. But the avera that you're over is the avera of hitting somebody. Right? It's not the avera of hitting a father. So now, what should come out, which is the way Rambam is learning, which is a mechilta, then the Gemara's next piece of Gemara has to make sense. The halacha and halacha zayin that he says has to make sense. Because refuah is mutter. What do you mean it's mutter? There's a very little of wounding somebody. Teretz is wounding is not osur, it's a refuah. And the source of the bear for hitting or wounding a father is the same pasuk. So you can't talk about the father, it's osur, but everybody else is mutter. It's the same avera. Either avera is mutter, it's osur. There's no separate avera called wounding a father. There's a avera called wounding people. And for refuah, wounding is permitted. Fine. So if it's permitted, it's permitted. So Rama says you can't tell me that it's osur. You can tell me the chashil, if I have an option of doing somebody else, let's get somebody else. If I have no other option, so, it's mutter. And that's the flow of the Rambam. The Kiddush is in the Riff and the Rush, then. We're differentiating between, for somebody else, it's mutter. For a doctor to amputate a guy off the street, to, hey, you're cutting somebody's arm off. Yeah, but for fool, it's mutter. Father, also. Right? Well, the Pasha of the Riff reads that it's also the rice. So, you know, he says there's an argument. Okay, so the Ramban sort of touches on this question. Right? He says, I don't understand what's going on. Where it says, you might come to the Bechi of Misa. So every doctor in the world, how could he ever be run up with somebody? If he kills the guy, he should be Chai Misa. You know, I mean, there's doctors, you know, make a wrong cut, you know, make a mistake, and the guy dies. So that's the Ramban. Taras Adam is the Ramban. And the Beis Yosef also quotes that piece of Ramban. He says, I don't understand. So what's the difference? And again, because the starting point, really, there shouldn't be any difference. So he says, listen, there's a mitzvah of the Torah Refuah. And the mitzvah of the Torah Refuah overrides the veir of wounding. You're allowed to be merapa. So you're allowed to wound. It's not just, you're not allowed to wound. You're supposed to. If that's the Refuah, you're supposed to cut. So Bershom said instead of them saying cut, You know, he's not saying don't cut. You're allowed to cut. He's saying cut. Right?
Master's saying that's a mitzvah.
What?
Could it be possible that a master's saying that it's a mitzvah?
You could argue that, even though Rashi doesn't say that, Rashi says there's no avera to damage somebody. The avera is only the damage if I wouldn't want it. But if I would want it, it's not an avera. He doesn't address if there's a mitzvah. I mean, the logic would follow, then there's a mitzvah to do it, because it's refuah for him. But that he doesn't really address that directly.
Well, the Mechaskin, he tells him to do it.
Well, we'll see, we'll get to that. Okay, so that's Ramban's question. And at the end of the day, the Ramban says, to work out the whole Gemara, that the Gemara is talking about two different things. The Gemara is talking about this. When you're talking about Hakazas Dam, which is directly to do the refuah is letting out blood. If the refuah is letting out blood, some can do it also. That's the refuah. And Pater Nemor means Pater and Motor. Okay? So there's a son can do it also. Rav and Mar Brei Ravina's case was the refuah wasn't blood letting out blood. The refuah was taking out the splinter, which does not have to bleed. So here already, he's doing the mitzvah refuah is to take out the splinter, which is not bleeding. That actually going to bleed is on the side. That's not a mitzvah. That's potentially an avera. So he says, well, so why should the son do it? Which if he does avera, he's doing an avera, which will be chayiv misa, as better with somebody else, who if he ends up doing it by mistake, the avera he'll be over is alive. So I'd rather have somebody else do it as alive than somebody who's going to be chayiv misa. But in a case where the fool is directly to cause a person to bleed, the son is motivated to do it. That's how the Ramban differentiates.
Let me ask you a question. So, where it's a secretion, it's not the refuah itself, but it's a secretion like surgery. Secretion going to cause bleeding.
They felt the bloodletting was.
No, wait a minute.
Right, that's true. But it's like, what in a case where, in other words, it's a corner Ramban, that would be motzer. Because that's part of the refuah. Right? The Tzivei HaTorah, to be merapa, means to amputate the arm, which means bleeding. Right, so that's the Tzivei HaTorah. He's no different than any other doctor. Right, but a case where the refuah is right. So if my question is, can the person deal with? Can the son give a father a haircut? Right, can the son clean the father's teeth? Can a daughter clean her father's teeth? Right, but she might. Well, while cleaning the teeth, she's a dental hygienist. Could she clean her father's teeth? Well, she might cause him to bleed. The refuah isn't bleeding. The refuah is cleaning the teeth. You don't right? Yes. So it might be that it's a side issue. In other words, the case of the surgery, the tibia is cut. Cut means bleed. There's no cleaning teeth means bleeding. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Might be, but that's not part of the actual mice.
Yeah, but lancing a boil. Making it bleed.
No, not necessarily.
You can lance a boil without making it bleed.
Sure. I'm saying it's a very thin skin membrane on top.
Yeah, it's possible.
Possible.
Yeah. Because it's dumb only if a certain amount of blood comes out, but if it's less than that, then it's... Because
I assume so.
In all these cases, what's the big deal if a little bit of blood comes out?
Well, that's the whole issue.
No, because by Maka Oviv...
It's healthy, right?
Is there a shear,
by Maka Oviv, even one drop of blood is Chayv Misa.
There's no shear.
There's no shear by Maka Oviv.
In the tip of Dam and the...
So how do you differentiate between Hakazas Dam and a Chabala? If Hakazas Dam is 3 ounces of blood comes out, and that's called healthy.
Right.
So then even if I take out 1 ounce, it's also healthy.
I mean, this is a famous chazal that in Stone. They used to when the guy was causing us to blame, he would charge him money for doing causes down.
And they
hit him. Yeah. All right. That's my son Eliezer. Eliezer came over there, so somebody, that was the rule over there. If one guy hits the other guy, the one who got hit has to pay. Because he got services. So he took him to Besdin. The Moor says he took him to their Besdin over there. So Eliezer was a little bit upset. So he went up to the judge and whopped him one and made him bleed. He said, "Okay, now you owe me money. You pay him." And he walked out. You know, he was a Jew. I mean, he was a ger, but he was a Jew. Okay. So now the Ramor Lamaisa follows the Rambam. The Ramor says if there's nobody else available, it's mutter. That's the Ramor on page 8. He says, "Lach Lamaisa, if there's somebody else, it's mutter." Okay, so we have the Pashas. Yeah.
What does someone else feel will mean? Like, suppose you have to brush your teeth. So you have Reuben, his mother-in-law needs her teeth toothbrushed.
Right.
If his wife doesn't, who is actually his mother, then she has a problem. She's brushing her mother's teeth. She may cause it to bleed.
Right.
If the husband does it, he's touching a female he's not related to, and that's also usur. So what do we consider having someone else around mean?
Okay, that's a good question. I mean, part of what I want to try and touch on is what's called somebody else around. Hopefully we'll get to that. But just in that case, I would say that the husband should do it instead of the daughter. If the mother nature is to bleed when she brushes.
Okay.
That's what Kiddush, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we have so far. So let's just recap what we have so far. We have the Gemara. We have two. The case was Mak is Dam. And the Gemara brought two Amoroyim that said that it's going to be Mutter, let's say. And we had two Amoroyim seem to say not. The Rif and the Rosh, where Beis Yosef learned they're arguing, he's passing Isser. And there's no Heter. The Rambam was learning they're not arguing. Want some of the Chachilach, and say you shouldn't do it, Bidiyev, and it's Potter. And therefore the Rambam says there's nobody else. So this Isser, the Chachilach, is only if there's somebody else available. If nobody else available, it's Mutter. That's what the Rambam said. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rif and the Beis Yosef follows himself, the Rif and the Rosh. The Beis Ramah follows the Rambam. Now, I do want to point out that the Bach argues on the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rif and the Rosh. He learns that the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam do not argue. Everybody agrees to the Rambam. It's Heter. If there's nobody else available, it's Mutter. That's how the Bach understands the Rif and the Rosh. But the Beis Yosef does not follow that, and that's what he says. The Ramban came along and said a different approach. There's a difference between if the Refuah was directly causing bleeding, or the reading was indirect, that wasn't part of the refuah itself. So if it's direct, it's mutter. If it's not, it's going to be usur, because let somebody else do it. The Ramban could agree if there's nobody else available, and he needs the refuah, and the refuah would cause that, so that would be permitted also. The Ramban possibly could agree with that.
But is there an inconsistency between the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch?
No, the Beis Yosef is following, he passes like the Rif and the Rosh, that it's usur. And therefore, he just says in Sif Gimel, everything's usur.
So he's just playing the Ramban when he's talking about the chiluk.
Right, correct. He himself learns that the Rif and the Rosh, right. And then he brings from the Ben Yeruchim also that ain ben makas dam loviv. The son can't be makas dam loviv. That's it. Period. Okay. So, but according to the Ramban, that means the Ramban really basically would come out along the way he understands the idea of the Rambam. The Ramban would understand halacha l'maisa that the end of the Gemara is saying if we have another option, don't do it. So we have the Ramban and the Rambam saying if nobody else is available, it's mutter. And we have the Rif and the Rosh, which seem to say even if somebody else is available, it's still usur. And we follow the Ramah. The Ramah said, we're passing the Tachrov of the Ramah, that if nobody else is available, it's Mutter. This is the way Ashkenazim follow. Now, what's called somebody else available? Okay, I have somebody else available, he's going to cost me $100. My daughter, the dental hygienist, is going to charge me nothing. Right? Someone else is going to charge me $100 for cleaning my teeth. Is that called available? Right? Or the scenario is a person needs injections every day. He's got his daughter is a nurse there in the house, or he has to schlep to the hospital every day. We have to define what's called available. Right? That's going to be the challenge in halacha l'maisa.
So who's better? Does that play a role?
It also plays a role. If the son's a better surgeon, right? It's the question between two sons. One is a better surgeon, one is not a better surgeon. You know, one's less. So he has a son, or he has another doctor. Must he choose the other doctor? So all these are halacha l'maisa shailas which need to be paskened. Okay, now, so on page 9, there's an interesting piece over here from the Yafel Lev. Yafel Lev is Reb Chaim Falaji, for those of you who are familiar with Sephardic lore. Okay, interesting that he's coming to explain the Ramah. Yeah. Right? Yeah? Okay? So he says over here in Sif Gimel HaGov, Ein Sham Acher, if there's nobody else available, it's Mutter. Now, Va'af Im Yesh Sham Acher, V'hu B'schar, U'bunoi Oise B'chinom, If there's someone else available, he's going to charge money. The son's not going to charge any money. That's called, there's nobody else available.
Very
right?
Practical.
Right. That's called, the level of availability has to be the same level of availability. That's what the Yafal Alev says. Now, not everybody agrees with the Yafal Alev, but that's interesting. Now, on page 10, comes along the Michlis Kinnuch. Michlis Kinnuch says a big Kiddush that Bechalal, the whole Isra of Bimaka Oviv, is only applies if the father said, I don't want you to do it. The father says, it's a date. There's no Avera. The same way we know the father can be Merkel on his covet. Right? The father can be Merkel. That's halacha. That's a fairish halacha. The father says, don't stand up for me. The mitzvah of the halacha, the son has to stand up for the father. The mitzvah, right? The father says, don't stand up for me. You have to stand up. What do you mean? The Shulchan Aruch says, stand up. The father says, no. What do you listen to? Aviv Shemachal al Kavod. They Kavod HaMachal. Comes the Mechlis Kinnuch and says, well, Aviv Shemachal al Kailal Asoi or an Hakka Asoi. Also, it works. The father can be Michael, his Isser of Hakka.
It's only for Ripui.
No, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. He holds his mother, period.
Well, that
Kilo
also?
Right? He says, on page number 10, you don't get punished because the father said do it. Right?
What about like Masa Mashkas of Matara or like Divrei Rabbi, Divrei, you know,
right.
Mishamalo, you listen to the father tells you to go into Torah?
Well, see, saying that, we're saying the Vera only is as much as the father cares. If he doesn't care, it's not an Avera. That's what Michlis Kinnuch says. That's a very...
Does he care? Is that the word that he cares? Or that he says? No, I don't want you to heal me, but...
No, not healing. He's saying, I don't mind... You know,
you're exempt.
Let's say, for example, the father wants to train... He wants to work with his son. He wants to teach him wrestling. Okay.
Boxing.
Right? I'm a good boxer. Right? And I would teach my son how to box. My dream is my son should grow up to be a boxer. So let's go into the ring together and spar together. I want to be his trainer. I want to be his trainer. He bops me one and he's Chai Misa. No, it's okay. You should bop me one. I don't mind if you bop me one. Right? He gave him a shush to hit him. It's not Rafua. Right? Then he said opposite Rafua, right? He could blows their brains out, right? But he said fine. You know, just playing, horsing around in the house. You're horsing around the kid, you know. Kid whops the father one, you know, the wrong way. He scratches him. Right, the kid's fingernail's a little bit too long. He scratches his father, makes him bleed. So you want to play? When you know the scenarios are myriad. I want to play with you. You know, okay. So he's under bar mitzvah. Same. There's a Rambam says even in the case of a person wounded his father under bar mitzvah, when he gets bar mitzvah, he should do tshuva. Even though it's under bar mitzvah, makovah, you should do tshuva afterwards. Well, he became rishus. There's nothing to chum about. It's marked open. I mean, it's nageya. This can be seen as a tremendous chiddush.
Could you do it retroactively? If he hit you, you say I'm open.
I don't think so. I mean, some place can come up with that. So page 11, there's a bricky guys over here. The chidor.
Right, the
chidor says that that's not true. Even though the father can be merkel on his covet is giving honor. So part of the honor, I say, you know what? I don't want you to give me honor. That's my honor, not to give me honor. But you can't say, you know, the person's, you know, there's an error of being mavaz of the father. It's a lack of yira. It's still a lack of yira. You're still not holding the father in awe, even though the father gave you rishus. Right? It's still maka. If the maisa he was, I don't mind if you're maka. That's very nice, but it's being maka. So there's no heter of mechila and hakor klola bizoyin. The only case where they had the mechila is uncovered. It says, and the raya from this is from this Gemara. Like the Gemara, what was the case of the Gemara? The Gemara's case was that they didn't let their son take out the splinter. Why not? What's the problem? So he'll cause him to bleed. He says, I don't mind if you say I don't mind if you cause me to bleed. No, end the conversation. What's the problem? What are they worried about? Even the Rambam says that it's mutter. The Rambam says the father allows him to do it. It's mutter for refuah. What do you mean? And for not for refuah, according to the Mechazim, not for refuah, it's mutter. Right? The Rambam's lashon was you shouldn't do it. If nobody else is available, you're allowed to do it for refuah. If they have pain, commercial yarshev, like you gave him rishus. If it's yarshev, you gave him rishus, it's mutter without refuah, according to the Mechazim. So the Mechlis Kinnuch is, you know, passions. So Mechlis Kinnuch himself discusses the Gemara, and he says, the case of the Gemara, he says, Back on page 10. The more it's a question, how can you do Hakosis Dam? Han Shalom Ratzon Aviv, in the case where the father didn't want, right? The father was had dementia, and he wasn't allowing him to, or the father was scared. He said, I don't want you to do it. The father was against, was the son's a doctor, and he realizes the father needs an operation. The father is not, you know, is elderly, and he's refusing the operation. So the son gets a power of attorney and allows him to do the operation. He's happy, and he's a doctor also. No, that's the more child. But the father says, "Zunta eight, it's mutter." Okay. And the case of Amaroi, the Lord Shavkal Abenem Litzalavem Kaitz. Hanu Duma Yasecha V'Ala Shlulet Tzarich B'Shagi Shlomer Ratzon Aviv. I don't want the Rav was scared his son would wound him, and Rav didn't want the wound. I mean, it's a funny Gemara.
Yeah.
So want the wound, and say, I don't mind. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Melech HaSin is a big doichik. Okay? Now, I'll be Shalom Atzosi Zem of Furish, but come on, come on, Sorin, Ascend is Cain, Kenirlin is Dati Bor. I have not found a source for my Kiddush anywhere in Shas, because Melech HaSin knew all of Shas, you know that. Right? He didn't find a source for my Kiddush anywhere in all of Shas, in Paiskim, but I think it's correct. Wow, right? Okay, good. Right. Okay, so the Maisa to rely on the Mechas Chinuch alone. The person do not rely on the Mechas Chinuch alone. If you look at page 14, you'll find that the Shevet Alevi has a piece where he argues very strongly on the Mechas Chinuch. Dibre Mechas Chinuch Tamuyim, and he brings out Rambam. The Rambam says the Farish not like that.
The rules of Pasimim is that a Pasimim, is there such a. Do we see that?
What? You find such a thing. I mean, the question also, remember, the Mechas Chinuch is not a halacha sefer. He's a lum sefer. You know, he's a Pnei Yeshua and a Gemara. You know, we're not only saying passing from Pnei Yeshua and a Gemara. I mean, he says a pshat. You know, but okay. So now, just the page 12. There's a tshuva from the Dayan Wise of Mechas Yitzchok. What does it mean? Ein Sham Acher. There's nobody else available. What's the shear of Ein Shomacher? We have to define levels of competency. We have to levels of availability, accessibility. Ima kavona the Ein b'chol ha'ir. It means nobody else in the city. Or the Ein kan b'shas ma'isa refuah etzel ochel. There's nobody else in the house. Lo nisbar. That's not clear. Okay. So he says, maybe you'll tell me, since the source for the Isser was almost available is the case of Rav, and they were talking about taking out a splinter. Now, taking out splinters is not a very complicated issue. It's not a causes dam, which you need a person who knows how to do a causes dam, the right places, etc. Right? I mean, so we would say, L'chara, what do you mean there's nobody available? Right? Their case was, they're makar because somebody else was available. So we see the level of availability they were talking about was 90% of the people in the town know how to take out a splinter. That's called available. Right, so that's called available. Everyone knows how to do that. That's called when the son can't do it. But you need a doctor. You can't get to any doctor so easily. We say when there's no doctor, it means means right there in the hospital, there's a second doctor standing right there. Which doctor should do it? That's what it means, available. Therefore, his case over here was the father was weak, and it was difficult for him to go to the hospital every day to get his shot. That was the question he was dealing with. So that's not called anybody else available, and it's mutter. Even if it's nothing to do with a question of money. That's what he wants. You go to the hospital, you have to wait there for a little bit of time. That's called not available. That's how he passed it. And he quotes from there's a Tosfos in Psachim near Lari, in the next page 13. The loyafsha kedarka ela b'tar kodol choshev loyafsha. And much effort involved, that's called not available. Okay, so that's how you pass. Now, just on page, I'll point out on page 15 and 16 is a quote from the Yakut Yosef, which is Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, Rabbi Yosef's son, that he points out, this is on page 15 on the lower, the left column towards the bottom, the second, the bottom paragraph. He says, according to the Ramah, that it's somebody else available. He says, who would then Shaben Oysa Toiv Yosef? The son is more competent. That's called somebody else not available. He feels that someone will be better, do a better job because someone cares more, and he wants that. So that's going to be permitted. That's called somebody else available. And he says that even if the other person are equal in ability, he brings them to the Chalkos Yaakov, but the father would prefer the son. That's called it's. That's preferred. And what's his Rai? His Rai from a Ran in the dorm. The Ran in the dorm says, there's a look like this. Person's Mutter Hanoh, they can't have benefit from X. And now I made a netter, I can't get any benefit from Mr. So-and-so, Dr. So-and-so. Now, we need a doctor. There's other doctors available, but I feel he's the better doctor. So if he's the only doctor available, it's a mitzvah to do refuah. See, it's not called being the henna, it's Mutter. But there's other doctors available. But the Ran brings, quotes a Yerushalmi, you know, not every doctor is the right doctor. And I believe he's the right doctor for me. So it's acceptable. So it's the same thing over here. If I believe the son is the right doctor, it's going to be Mutter. That's, now, Dain Weiss argues with that very strongly. Doesn't feel that Yerushalmi's case applies over here. But that's what he wants to say. Then he says, now, what about giving an injection? Okay, so he tells giving an injection. So giving an injection doesn't have to bleed. Okay? That's not even a vadi, it has to bleed. Right? I've definitely had injections where I didn't bleed. I've had injections where I bled very much. Right? It depends on the... He says, so, but once that's... He says, the case where the person needs an injection...
I thought we... Did we not say earlier that by deafening someone, that there's a maka inside and it congeals? I don't know if that was a lashon of the Rambam. But I would think also by an injection... Is that with a needle? Is that talking without needles?
With a needle.
Yeah. So it's possible to make an injection without...
You know, I can't tell you how much it's going to bleed inside. I don't know that. I have no idea. Okay. So he says... He says, maybe the issue is... He says, if he grabs... And he puts together a few sources. He mentions maybe the Mechmen Cheskinuch. He quotes that... there's a pshat from the Tosha Shan that the Morris was afraid he would do... You know, taking out the coat, sometimes the best to do is like take away some of the skin and get the coat. So now you're intentionally taking away the skin and causing bleeding. That's what the more was afraid of. Not that you will inadvertently cause him to bleed. That's the Tosfos Shant, his pshat. He brings the Yafel Alev that he's going to go for free, as opposed to someone else causing money. He brings Aruch HaShulchan, which says that if the son will do a better job, that's called there's nobody else available. And he says over here the person's intent isn't to try and make a chabura. He adds all these different sources together and he says that it's not body. He says that therefore he would allow giving an injection. So Alach Lamaisa, he says giving an injection is okay. Now, somebody asked me this question, Alach Lamaisa, about the case was a daughter of dental hygienist cleaning her father's teeth. So my first question I want to know is, one, I want to know if it's definitely going to cause it to bleed. Is it body is going to cause the bleed? And he said yes. I think they say if a person is very good about flossing, does it twice a day, all the time in between cleanings, it won't necessarily bleed. But that's most of us don't do that, and therefore I asked her, does your father do that? She said no. So okay, it's going to cause bleeding, right? But she's going to do it for free, right? But the scenario actually was so that would be winter. The scenario, however, was that she was in training. You go to the clinic over there, and you do it with her for training. So she doesn't charge anything, like you charge very minimally. But there's other trainees who are also charging the same minimal amount. So she'll charge them, the father nothing, you know, but the charge is $15. Not, you know, $100. It's a $15 charge, and there's five other trainees, hygienists, available in the same clinic, all for the same bupkas, you know. So I said, I'm not sure that's going to be mutter in that case.
The blood's
going to
come out, and it's not for
refuah,
right?
Right, but we saw there's a heter of if you combine the heter of the minchas chinuch that the father's moichel, you combine the heter of the yofel aleiv, which says it's called nobody else available because it's for free. as opposed to costing money. And you combine the Svarah of the Bechalkos Yaakov that you prefer, they think it would do a better job. You combine those three Svarahs, it should be Mutter. So that over here, you don't have those three Svarahs necessarily. Mechus Chinuch is shaky. The Heter of the Mechus Chinuch, number one. The Heter of the Yefel Alev, I'm not sure that's clear because over here the cost is, the difference is minimal. And the question of saying doing a better job, you know, you're talking about a person who's a bucky already. I can send, talking about in training, I don't know the reason why actually she wanted to do it because they have to get X on the trainees and they have to bring in people. So you, what you do is you ask all your friends to come to you. But I said that I don't think that situation, I don't think the father should be the one to be one of the trainees of the daughter. Okay.